Daf Chaf Dal. Today's learning is sponsored by Harry Pfeffer, Lili Nishbas Judy, Yehudis Bas Shmaya Cohen, and by Zevin Bodney Plansky, Lili Nishbas Miriam Bas Gittel, and Shamas Shavalios. So take the last line of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says we're still in the midst of some fascinating stories of Agatas. So Gemara says, last line of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin, Havishchiach Kamid Rabbi Yossi Dimin Yukart. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin would learn in the presence of Rabbi Yossi, who came from the city of Yukart. Shavka, one time Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin left his Rebbe. Also, the comment of Rashi, and he went to learn by a different Rebbe. This happens, they change Rebbeim. Many times it happened. Oftentimes it leads to someone being insulted. But the Gemara says, Yom Achad, one day, Shemaya the Kagaris, Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin heard of Rashi, his new Rebbe, was learning an Amar Shmuel. He's quoting from Shmuel, Hashola Daug Min Hayam, B'Shabbos, a person who takes out a fish from the sea in water, on Shabbos rather. So a person takes a fish from the water on Shabbos. Kevin Shiyavish Bo Kisela, once it dries up like a coin, it's very dry. Chayv, once chayv, you have a chayv skila, a chayv for Natilas Neshama, it's the Av Malacha of a Shochet, so he's chayv. So nothing to do with what we're talking about here, but just he pointed out, Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin said to his new Rebbe Rav Ashi, Amar Le, Vilei Mamar, why didn't Rebbe say Ubein Snapira, between the fins? That's Dafka, we have to measure how dry it got. So Amr Lei, Rav Ashi says, "V'lo savar lemar." Do you not hold the ahi Rabbi Yossi bar Abin Abba? The ahi Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Abin Abra. That's a das yochid. Rabbi Yossi bar Abin. He's the one who says this. Not everybody holds this way. Now remember, he was talking to his Rebbe. His Talmud's name was Rabbi Yossi bar Abin. This is who he's talking to. He says, "Doesn't this Rabbi Yossi, who I don't know, doesn't he say this?" So Amr Lei, "Ana hello, no, I'm the guy. That's me. I'm the one." So it must be the first day of Shir, he didn't know who he was yet, or maybe he didn't know his Tamidim was named, but at some point he said, I'm the one who said the statement, Dafka between the fins, that's where you measure how dry it becomes. Okay, so then Amar Le, Rashi says, V'lav kamed Rabbi Yossi demin yukart havashchiach mar. So what are you doing here? I heard about you, and you learn by a different Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi from the city of Yukart. Why are you coming to learn by me now? So Amar Le, he says, hey, yes, I used to, that's true, in a chanami, but now I'm here. Amar Lei, my time Ashav came Marv al Sahacha. Why'd you leave your Rebbe and come to here? Amar Lei, Gavra dal Brei val Brate lochas al Ai Didei Heicha Chayes. If this person has no Rachmanis on his own son and on his own daughter, he's going to have Rachmanis on me. I'm not even related to him, so I need to escape him. I'm pretty scared of Rabbi Yossi from this city. So what was the Maisa? What was the Maisa? He had no Rachmanis on his son or his daughter. The Gemara says Brei Mahi. What was the story about his son? So Yom Achad, one day, have Agri Le Agri Bedavra. One day, Rabbi Yossi again, the Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi from Yukart, he hired some workers to work in the Bedavra in the field. And Nagalu, the day was over, the night came, the Aisile Rifta, and he didn't bring bread. The Rebbe, the employer, didn't bring bread to his workers. Amulei the bread. So the worker said to his son, a kafina, and we're starving, we need something to eat, give us some food. So have a Yossi Tuse Tainasa, they're sitting underneath some fig tree. And Amar, so the son said, Rabbi Yossi's son said, t'eina fig hot siu peiro sayach v'yochle poli abba, let to bring out the figs and let my father's workers eat. So afikiv achlu, a nace happened, and the figs came out of the tree, and they began eating suda. At the hachi v'hachi, some time passed, and asa avua, his father, Rabbi Yossi now, came by, and Amar le'e lo tinkar b'dayta echa, so he says to his workers, don't be choshed me that I didn't give you food. To hide the nahaga, I was late because a mitzvah tarachana. I was involved in a mitzvah. I'm so sorry I'm late. I know I owe you some food, but I had an important mitzvah I was involved with. V'ad hashahu desagya. Until now, I was osik in this particular mitzvah. So Amri Lei, the worker said, Rachmana l'shbayach kiecha de'aspin barach. He says, let the Kadosh Baruch Hu satisfy you like your son satisfied us. Amalu, so Rabbi Yossi says to them, Mehecha, from where did my son find food for you? What are you talking about? Tell me what happened. So Amru, Hachi v'hachi havam aishu. They told him exactly what happened, that your son sent some magic words and the fig tree started producing fruit. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Yossi says, Bini, my son, ate t'achtes konecha. You have troubled our creator, Lotzi t'ein perosel shelo bizmana. You have been matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring fruit out when it wasn't supposed to happen. So Yasef shelo bizmano, you should die and not at the right time. You should die early. And his son died. So he was very upset his son did such a nace. So that was a maisa with his son. What was a maisa with his daughter? Bratya Mahi. What was the story with his daughter? Havlei Bratya Baali Yofi. His daughter was a beautiful girl. And Yom Achad, one day, Chazi Lahu Gavra, a certain man, he saw a certain man, Rabbi Yossi saw a certain boy, Dava Karya Bechutza, V'Kachazi Lahu, he was climbing over a fence and looking, staring at his daughter through the holes. So Amar Lo, he says, my high, what exactly is this guy climbing over the fence looking at my daughter? Amalei, so he says to the man, what's going on? So the man tells, the boy tells Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe, im lelocha lo zachisi. I'm not going to be zocha to marry your daughter. Who am I to marry your daughter? The rosa lo eska, so shall not be zocha to at least see her beauty? So Amalei, so he says, my daughter, Biti, my dear daughter, kamatzarta le libriyasa, you're causing such tsar to human beings? So shuva la'afrach, you should return back to the dirt, v'ayikashu b'ach, but the other people shouldn't stumble over your beauty, and she died. So these are the two ma'isim of his son and his daughter. So that was it. So that was for that reason, Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin left to go learn by Rav Asi. So now the Gemara tells us more about some of the godless of Rabbi Yossi. I'm not sure how to interpret those two stories, but he certainly was a great tzaddik with great powers. So Havile Hahu Chamer, he had a certain donkey. Kidavile Agrile, whenever he would hire some people, so Koyomo the Ursa, when the evening came, Havu Meshadre Le Agra Agaba, so when he owed people money, he put the money on the back of the donkeys, and the donkey, Vasile Baymara, and the donkeys would bring the money to the workers and return back home. The Itafile Obatsile, if he gave too much schar, or too little payment on the back of the donkey, Laasu, the donkey wouldn't move. It would be stuck. Yomachad one day. In she zuga de sandali Allah, one day some workers forgot some sandals on the back of this donkey. Velo azli ad de shakluna minu, and the donkey refused to move until they took the lost objects, the sandals from them, father azli, and then he'd return back home. So that was the mice. So now the Gemara tells us more fascinating stories that Elazar Ishbirta kad hava chazle gabay tzaka. Elazar Ishbirta was an incredible tzaddik. And whenever he'd see a person collecting money, Havatashi Minei, they would hide from him. They'd hide from him. He would chase after him. He wanted to give money, but they would have to hide from him. Because whatever he was carrying with him, Elazar Ishbarta would give, Yahavlu would give all his money. He would empty out his wallet whenever he saw about Gabbai Tzedaka. So Yom Achad one day, Havasalak Lashuka one day, Elazar was in this shuk. Lemizbein Nudunya Lebrate, he was looking to buy a property in Nudunya for his daughter. Chazua Gabbai Tzedaka, and he saw the Gabbai Tzedaka. He took all the money he took that he had with him, which was a lot of money, to buy a property in a dunya for his wife, for his daughter rather, and they hid from him. Tashmine, they tried avoiding him. Also, Rod Basrao, Elazar would chase after them. Amr Lahu, he said to the Gabbai Tzedaka, Ashparticha, I'm making a shvua, b'may askisu, what are you osik in? Tell me, what are you doing? What mitzvah are you osik in? Amr Lahu, they said, Yasam v'yasoma, I'm trying to marry off, we're trying to marry for the Yasam and Yasoma. Amalami says, Havo de Shane Kodmi Leviti, to marry off a Yasam Yasoma is more important than me marrying off my daughter. Shako Karl Kohavada Bahade. Then he took everything he had with him, Vyavalu, and gave it to the Gabbai Tzedaka. So Pashli Chad Zuza, he had one Zuza left over. And they need that money for the Yasam Yasoma. Zavin Lechita, he bought some wheat. Vasik Shadi Ba'achl Akalba, and he threw it into his house. And then Vasa Devesu, and then his wife came running over to Elazar Ishbarta, says, Amrilei Librata, and she told his daughter, her daughter, my Aisa Avucha, what exactly did Tati bring home? Amrilei, come out the Aisa Ba'achla, the Shadisa, whatever was in the shuk, he just threw into the Otzer. So Asa the Miftach Bivad the Achla, so she went to open up the door of the Otzer, where he had just one kernel of wheat, and Chaza Akal B'demal Yechita, and the whole thing blew up, it exploded, it was full of chita suddenly. One chita, there's an ace that happened, it all multiplied into a massive amount of chita. But Konafke B'tzinura Didasha, and it was coming out of like the doors and the holes of this Otzer, but Miftach Baba Mechete, and you couldn't even close the door completely because it was just exploding from wheat. So his daughter ran to the base medrash to tell Elazar Ishbarta what happened. And Amrilei, so she said to her father, Bo Rei, Ma Asa Alecha Avcha. Let me tell you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who loves you, what he do to you? Look at his nace. Amrila, he says, Sir, Havoda Harehein, Hektish Aleich. All the wheat that's there is all Hektish. Vein Lecha Behen Elekechan Ma'ani Yisrael. All you have is a chelik, what any other Ani person has. He didn't want to take advantage of any nace HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he says, it's Hefker. You could collect as much as an Ani collect, but nothing more than that. Mar tells us more. A more fascinating ma'isim of different people. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, says Gazar Tanisa, who's Gazar Tanis, and Bar Yachmana, and he davened the Vilasa Mitra, and rain didn't come. And Amar, he says, Kama Ika Mishmuel Haramasi Lihuda Ben Gamliel. How great is the difference? Shmuel Haramasi, he had Koach HaTfilah, he davened for rain came, and me, I'm a nothing. I davened and nothing happens. Oy lo Lador Shekain Niska, the terrible woe is such a generation has a leader like me only. Oy lo Lamisha also Biyamav Kach, and a person has such a terrible lot that Tfilahs don't get answered. Chalash Daita, he got very saddened by this fact that he had no ability to bring the rain. And because he got a Chalisha Sadas, and then rain began to come. The Bein Nasi, a Gazar Tanisa. The Bein Nasi, they were Gozer Tainis because there was no rain. But they didn't tell Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. They didn't let them know there was a fast. They were busy learning somewhere, and they didn't hear the message that there was a big fast day that was gozer in the entire Tzibur. The Tzafra, Odiyanu, but in the morning, they let them know, today's it happens to be a Tinus. Amrlei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish turns to his brother-in-law, to his chavrusa Rabbi Yochanan, and says, "Hallo, kabilna alan merusa. We were not makabel this yesterday. We learned already that you're supposed to be makabel a tinus the mincha beforehand. They didn't know about this the mincha. They only knew the morning of. So it's not a kabbalah tinus. It wasn't a nether. They have no requirement to fast. So Amrlei Rabbi Yochanan says, nonetheless, anan basrao grarinan. We follow the Bein Nasi. If this was established as a national fast day by the Nasi, then we are too included in that, even though we were not makabel individually the tinus. So Gemara then says further about the fast days and relating to a rain. The Bein Nisa gazar tanisa. There goes their tiniest for the Asa Mitra. It didn't rain. Tanilahu, Oshaya, Zira, Dimin Haraya. So they were learning a Brisa in the base magic. And it said, and referring to the Chathas Tzibur that needs to be brought because they had violated Avodah Zarah accidentally. So then they bring a carbon. So it says, if the eyes of the people, they had a shkaga. So what does that mean? So Mashal, they explain the following Mashal. Lakalashi Bives Avia. A Kala who's in her father's house, and you want to inspect to see what she's like. So Kozman She Neha Yafos Ain Kol Gufa Tzichal Bedika. If you know that she has beautiful eyes, there's no need to inspect the rest of her body, because the eyes really are show you inside, it shows you who she really is. The eyes indicate her beauty. Eineha Tzutos, if her eyes are weak, softer, they are not so beautiful. Then Kol Gufa Tzricha Bedika, that doesn't not indicate she's not pretty, but the rest of the body requires some inspection, whatever that means exactly. So here as well, so they explain here, if you look at Rashi says here, that Bizman Shein Ein Eina Yafos Ho V'Heina D'Bei Nasa Havi Ein Ha'eda, since the house of the Nasi are the eyes of the people, Risham Delas Ha'am Ein Tzricham Levdok Ma'am Asem L'Chach Lo Mashkacho Ba'am Neshmaim. Because since the people, the Bein Nasi, were a bunch of Risham, we'll see in a second some examples. So if they're Risham, that indicates the rest of the Tzibur are also Risham of some sort. And that's why the Akash Baruch did not listen to the tefillos of the Bein Nasi. So the Gemara says, well, how do you see that there was such Risham in the house of the Nasi? So Asa Avdei, the Avadim came of the Nasi, Ramulu Sudra Betavare, because this is what Al-Shai was teaching this din. Al-Shai taught this din. It's of the Bein Nasi. There goes a Titus, doesn't really move us so much. There are a bunch of Rishayim there. So when the people of the Nasi's house heard what Hoshai was saying about them, they found him, Ramulei Suja Batsavar. They took a handkerchief, started choking Oshaya, and Vakamatsale, he was being choked. He was in a lot of pain. So Amulei Bnei Masya, so the people of the city said to this Avdei HaNasi, Shafki, leave him alone. Tanami Mitzaralan. He also gives us a lot of tsaros. He gives us Musr as well. But came in the chazina and the chomila l'shem shemaim. We know he's mamish l'shem shemaim. He's not doing this for own kavod. He's not doing this for money. He's doing this because mamish is l'shem shemaim. So we leave him be. So lo amr le mida the shafkin le. We don't say a thing to him. We let him do his thing. Altanami shafku, you should leave him alone. He's mamish l'shem shemaim. Don't touch him. So he was hoping that this would inspire people to do better. And that doesn't say what happened in the end, but they left him alone. So then Rabbi, another mice, Rabbi Gazer Tanisa, the Asa Mitra, Rabbi was Gozer Tanis, and it didn't rain. So Nachas Kame, so he went to the, he went down, he ascended to daven for the Amud. The Amud used to be dent down below. If you go to Or Chaim in Queens, they have that. A little Mimama Kim, he's supposed to daven from the depths. So it means he would go down, Yarad. Nachas means the Yarad. So he went down to daven for the Amud. And Ilfa, Ramila, so some say it was Ilfa who daven, others say Amrile Rebbe Ilafe. And Amr, he said, whoever it was, Mashiruach and Nasazikan, wind came. And then he said, Morid HaGeshem, and then Asa Mitra, then rain came. So Amrle, so Rebbe said to this Chacham, my Avdach, what do? You have such a koach? You could say Masher Ruach and the wind comes. You say Morid HaGeshem, the rain comes. What do you do that? You have such great kochos. Amrlo, he said to Rebbe, Diarina Bukusta Dechika, I live in a very, very impoverished village. There's no wine. You can't. There's no wine to buy for Havdalah nor for Kiddush. But how, nonetheless, Trachna Vasina Chamer LeKedusha VaAvdalah. I really make incredible efforts to find wine for Kiddush and Havdalah. Umapkina LeYudei Chavayasayu, and I'm motzi the entire village. So that's the mysterious nefesh that I have, and because of that, I have this zechus to be able to daven in a Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to me. Rav Iklai LaHu Hasra. One time, Rav was visiting a particular city, Gaza Tanisa, and it was not raining. And Rav was Gozer Tanis in this city, La Asa Mitzvah, but it still didn't rain. Nachatz kamei shlicha the tzibura. Then the sheikh tzibur went to daven for the amud amar. He said mashirach and nashav zika. He said let the wind come. And the wind came. Amar marida geshem v'asamitchin. Then rain came. Amar lei my uvdach. Rav says, who are you? What do you do? What's your profession that you have such a kach atrila? Amar lei. So he says to Rav, mikrei dar deki ana. I'm a rebbe. I'm a rebbe for little boys. U'makrina levnei aniyah kivnei atira. And I treat the poor like the rich. I don't favor the rich because they have a lot of money. Everyone's equal. Whoever can't afford me, I don't take a thing from them. I let them come to me for free. Pira de kavre, and I have a big pond of fish. And v'chaman de pashi, whoever doesn't want to learn, minayu, I bribe them. I said, listen, come get some. I've got some nice, delicious fish in my pond. Come get something. And then mesadinulei mefasinulei. And through that, I'm able to entice them. And eventually they come to my base magister and they learn with me. That was his koach, who was Moser Nefesh, to have every single boy in his city learn. Rav Nachman goes to Tanisa, Rav Nachman was goes to Tanis, and he davened, but rain didn't come. Amar, so he says, Shaklu le Nachman. So he said to the people of the city, take away Nachman, chavutim in guda le'ara, and throw him down to the ground. He's worthless. He's talking about himself. I'm worthless. My tefillah's not answered. I'm a nothing. Just beat me, hit me, throw me to the ground. Chalash Daita, and he became very, very troubled by this, and Asamitra. And because of that, rain finally came. Rabba was also goes to Tainus in a different situation. By Rachma, he davened, and Asamitra, rain didn't come. Amrulay, they said to him, this Tamidim said, Vahar Rav Yehuda, Kiava Gazer Tainisa Asamitra. Huh? When Rav Yehuda would daven, he would give a Gozer Tainus, rain would come. What's wrong with you, Rabbi? How come when you goes to Tainus and you daven, rain doesn't come? So Amrulahu, Rabba says to his Tamidim, you have to understand there's a difference. My Avid, what should I do? Ibishim Tinuyu, if it's because we're not learning enough. Ana Adifana Minai, we're better than them. We learn more than they learned in the times of Yehuda. The Bishnei of Yehuda, the years of Rav Yehuda, Kol Tanuya b'Nezikin Hava. All they learned was Nezikin. They learned Nezikin. They're very specific to what they learn. However, Ana Kamasinan Masinan Mishisa Sidra. We learn all six Sidra Mishnah. We learn a lot more than they learn. So it's not an Indian of Limud Torah. That we've surpassed what they've accomplished. But furthermore, Kavamati Rav Yehuda Ba'uksin, when Rav Yehuda would get to Uksin, Ha'isha Koveshes Yerek Ba'kedera, whatever the halacha is, she would pickle the vegetables in some type of pot. Amrila, others say Zaysim Shekovshim B'tarpein, others say the olives were being pickled. Tauren, the din is its tower. And Amr, Rav Yehuda would say, Havyos De Shmuel Kachazina Hacha, this is so hard. This mission, Uksin, so difficult. It's like the pupil, the questions and answers of Rav and Shmuel, very hard areas. Vanan, Kamas Nisan Uksin, Tlaisa B'Tisiofta. We have 13 yeshivas learning Uksin. It's not so hard for us. So we learn more than them. We have a better clarity. But I know it's certainly not, Limud Torah is not where we're lacking. So Vanan, however, nonetheless, Ilu Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda would take off just one shoe as a element of a velus or just tsar to bring about the rain, asamitcha, rain would come. Just taking off a shoe and rain would come. V'anan, however, as katafchina and kul yom, we daven all day long. V'leka de ashkech bay, nobody listens to us. I don't know what to tell you. V'mishim uvda, so everything is because of the if it's because of our maisim tovim. If you see something wrong with our maisim tovim, please let us know. Lameth, please tell me, what am I doing wrong? What can I do better? But what can I do? I don't know the answers. I don't know why Rav Yehuda's times, he was answered more than we were. And Rav Yehuda, chaza haunu betray. So that ends the whole discussion. So now the Gemara tells us that Rav Yehuda, chaza hine betray. One time Rav Yehuda saw two people that were kaparitzi prifta. They were having some bread. And Amar Rav Yehuda says to them, Shema mina ika sabab alma, must be they're eating bread outside with such sova. And they, normally we don't eat outside, but if they're eating outside, that means there's plenty of food. There's nothing for them to be bashful about. Must be there's a big, there's plenty in the world. So Yav Eina, Rav Yehuda placed his eyes upon these people because they were busy eating outside, which is a zilzal to eat bread outside in the public. Hava Kafna, and then the world was overtaken by a famine. So Amar Le Rabbana, the Rav Yukana, Bered Rav Nuchunya, Shemaya Mar Deshchiach Kameh. So the rabbi said to Rav Kana that the shamish of Yehuda would come to them often. So Nasayel the Lipik Bivischa the Samech Lashuka. So let's cause Rav Yehuda to go out to the shuk, and he could see that there's a famine, and this way let's kind of navigate a situation whereby he'll see that there is a famine out, and he'll daven because he saw there's plenty. He said, okay, there must be plenty in the world, and that changed the whole economics. Let's have him realize that now things are bad, and maybe you could change economics back to the way things were. So they somehow caused him, forced him, they convinced him to go to the marketplace. When Nafuk Lashuk, he went out to the marketplace, Chazak Knufi, he saw that there was a terrible famine. Amar Lahu, he says, my high, what's going on here? How come suddenly there's no one eating? So Amar Lahi, they said, Akusva the Tamra Kaima to come as Dabin. Everyone's standing in line here waiting to sell a basket full of dates. So Amr, he says, Shmamina Kafna Ba'amah, must be there's a long line of people buying food. There must be a terrible famine in the world. So Amr Le the Shmaya, he told his Shamas, Shalaf Le Misani, take off my shoes. Shalaf Chan Misana took off just one shoe and Asimitra, and that caused the rain to come. Kitmit Milishaf Acharina, when he's about to take off the second shoe, also Eliyahu came and says, Amr Le, Amr Kadosh Baruch, Hashem says, Ishalfa Acharina, if you take off the second shoe, Machrivina La'alma, there's going to be a terrible flood and destroy the world, so don't take off the second shoe. That was the Maisa of Rav Yehuda, how he has such a level, it must have some tzitkus that Rabbah didn't have. So Amr of Mary Berei de Rabash Shmuel, Rav Mary was the grandson of Shmuel, and Anna have a Kamina Aguda de Nahar Papa. I was standing in the riverbanks of a river called Papa. I saw the angels that appeared like they were sailors. The Kamaisi Chala Amalina La'arbe, and these angels were busy bringing sand and filling up the boat with sand. Vava Kimcha the Smida, and the sand turned into wheat. That was a nisan that were taking place through the Malachim. Asa Kuli Amal Mizban, so everybody came to buy the flour. Armalu Rav Yehuda says, Mehalos has been on, don't buy this flour, the Mais and Isimu, because Rav Yehuda understood that these were Mais and Isim, and there's a din, you're not supposed to benefit from Mais and Isim. So Lamacha the next day, Asan Arba Dechita the Parson, and the next day, a real boat of wheat came that came from real wheat, not Mais and Isim, and that he allowed people to buy from. So Rava Ikle Le Hagronia. Rava one time visited the city of Hagronia, and Gaza Tanisa, he was goes to Tanis because it hadn't rained. V'lasa Mitzvah, rain didn't come. Amr Lahusa, Rava says to the people, the city, Bisu Kulei Alma B'Tanisacha, your entire family, everyone should continue to fast into the night. Don't break your fast, let's continue the fast. L'macha the next day, Amr Lahu, Rava says to the people, Mi'ika D'chazeh Chil Malema, if someone saw a dream, please let me know what was the dream. Amr Lahu, he says, Rabbi Lazar Me'agronia, the Didi Akrin Mechalma. Rabbi Lazar raised his hand, he says, Rabbi, I saw a dream. Shalom Tova, the Rav Tova, and the dream said, Shalom, good Shalom, and Rav Tova, there's going to be plenty. It could be also a message to the Rosh Hashiva, Rava, and Meriben Tava, from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Metuvia Meitel Amya. So Shalom Tova, to Rav Tova, from the source of Tova, Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's going to be Tova in this world. So Amar Shmamina, Eis Ratzon, now is the time of Eis Ratzon, let me buy Rachme, that's Davin at this moment, and by Rachme, the Davin, we also mention rain came. There was a certain person who was Chai Malkus from the Bezdin of Rava. And Mishim de Baal Kusis, he was involved in a Kusis. Nagdi Rava Mace, and Rava gave him lashes, and the guy died actually. So Ishtame Milsa Be Shvar Malka, and the word got out to the Shvar Malka, the Persian king, that the Jews were killing other people. They didn't have the right to do capital punishment. So by Latsuri the Rava, he wanted to cause pain, punish Rava for killing another person, even though it was a Jew. Still, they didn't allow other people to kill. And Amrulei Ifra Hurmaz Ema the Shemalka Levra. So Ifra Hurmaz, who was the mother of the king of the time, the Persian king of the time, says, "Lo laver lach esach dvarim b'hadi yudi. Don't get involved in the Jews. It's very dangerous to get involved in the Jews' matters." The Chaman the Bayit Mimraichu Yavlu, because everything that they daven for, they get answered. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, their God listens to them. So don't get involved with them. But the king says, Mahi, what do you mean? How do you know that they get answered? So she explains, the Bai Rachman of Asimitra, they daven for rain, and rain comes. So the king says to his mother, Hahu Mishum Dezimna de Mitrehu. No, that wasn't because of the tefillahs. It was a time of rain. It happened to be a coincidence that they davened and it rained, but the weather forecast was telling rain. It wasn't nothing to do with the davening. Ella Livo, let them daven, Rachman Ha'ina. Let them prove to me, if they get daven for rain in Tammuz in the summer when it's not supposed to rain, that would prove to me that they get answered. But to daven for rain in the rainy season, it rains, that's not a chiddush to me. So, shalchu lei the Rava, so the mother of the Persian king sent to Rava, came into Ad Daitcha Ubarachmei Delei Simitri. She asked him to daven for rain, and let's see if it rains. So, Barachmei, they davened, Lo'asimitri, rain didn't come. So Amr Lefan of Rava says, "The Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribon Hasholam Elokim is passing until him says, 'Baznenu Shemanu Avosenu Sipralanu Pal Palta Bimem Bimem Bekadem.' So Kadosh Baruch Hu told us of all the nisim of the previous generations. So Vana Beinenu Lorinu, but we're not zochah to see such nisim gluim. So also, we want to see nisim gluim. We want to experience what our great great grandfathers experienced. And because of that, the line also mentioned the rain began to come." Until the waters and the rivers were overflowing, the different rivers. Also, Avua, the father, Rava's father, said, "Itzchazel b'chama." I saw in a dream. Amar Le, the dream I saw. Mi'ika demitrach kamishmaya kuli hai. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or whoever, saying to the Rav's father, who's being matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much? It causes the rain so much. So Amar Lei, so his father said, Shani Duchtayach, change your place. It's dangerous right now. The up in Shemaim, they upset you. Change your place. So Shani Duchto, he slept in a different bed than he used to sleep in. Lamacha, the next day, Ashkecha the Mirshim Parai Besakina, there were knives that stabbed through the bed of the Rava's bed that he used to sleep in. So somehow this was a message from the Rava's father, from Shemaim. Rava, your times are Masakana. Change over because you're not supposed to mess up with Shemaim. To ask for terrain in the summer is a very dangerous thing. He moved over his bed and he was spared that night. Rapapa, another story, Rapapa, the Gaza Tanisa, Rapapa was goes there, Tainis Vlasa Mitra, didn't rain. Chalash Liba, he was very, he felt weak by this, he was a little insulted, but that it didn't rain because of his fast. Sharf Pincha Dedaisa, he began, he took some type of spoon, he ate a spoon of oatmeal or something, Ubay Rachmai, then he davened, Vlasa Mitra, didn't rain either. Amrle Rav Nachman Bar Ushpasti, Isarf Mar Pinka Achrisa Dedaisa Asamitra. If you have another spoon of this type of oats, then Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to your tefillah. So it was like a joke. You think your oatmeal is going to answer the tefillahs? So Ikasif, Rapapa was a little bit embarrassed by that statement. And Chalash Jaita, he got a little insulted. And Asamitra, because of that, so it wasn't necessarily the tefillah, but somehow the humility that all these experienced, the humility that really led to the tefillahs being answered. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, Havikaaza Burcha, was traveling. And Asamitra began to reign. Amr Lafanav, he says, the whole world is menachas. Everyone else is in their home while it's raining. I'm stuck in the road. I'm stuck in the rain, in the mud. So how could that be? How could I be in such tsar? Pasik mitra. So the rain stopped. When Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa got home, Amar Lefanu, he says, the entire world is in tsar because everybody needs water to the rain to water their fields. I'm menachas. I'm at home. I'm comfortable now. But the rest of the world now is in tsar. They need the rain. So, Asamitra, and then because of that, it began to rain. We know Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had an incredible, incredible koach tefillah. So, Amar Rav Yosef says, "My ahanye le tzlusi de kohen gadol lagabi Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. What good is the tefillah of the kohen gadol up against the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? He says whatever he wants, and it happens. The kohen gadol goes to Kodesh Kedoshim, he davens for rain and rain. He may be answered, maybe not answered, but even if he's answered, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa could just switch it with like a switch." Mars says further, "The Tzan, the Mishnah tells us that mispal tefillah ksara bebeis achitom." When the Kohen Gadol would go to the Kodesh Kedoshim and do the Avoda, when he'd come out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, before he would re-present himself to the Am, he'd say a short little tefillah. My matz, what would he daven? So Ravin Bar Ada, Rava Bar Ada, Damri Tavaya, both of them explained, Mishrei of Yehuda, in the name of Yehuda, Yiratzam Lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, this was the short tefillah, Shetei Hashana Hazu, Gushuma Ushchuna, it should be full of rain, and it should be very hot. Shchuna Mal Yasi, to be hot, that's a good thing. Adraba, Gryasi, if it's too hot, it's going to dry up all the rain. Ella, Im Shechuna take Shuma Utlula. If it's a very hot year, let it be very, very rainy. This way it could be countered by the rain if it's very hot. Either way, we see that the Koacha Tvila, the Kohen Gadol was to have it rain. And then further, he would add on value, Kodesh Levanecha Tvila's Ovrei Drachim, and let the Tvila's of the travelers not be answered because they did not want it to rain. It would mess up their travels. So they davened Tafka that it not rain. So they said the Kohen Gadol's Tvila was that it should rain and also stop the Tvila's of the Ovrei Drachim. So that's what they davened for. But yet, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, when he traveled, he was able to daven that not rain, and it didn't rain. Rav Acha Brei de Rava Mishai Mishmei de Rav Yehuda, to complete the tefillah saying, Lo Yadei Abed Shulten Midvei Yehuda, we should not cease to have a ruler from the Yehuda. This is perhaps a reference to Hanukkah, Zos Hanukkah today. The Ramban tells us the reason, the Gemara tells Bava Basra, that anybody who says that you come from the family of Chashmonaim, it must be an Eved only, because the last man or last woman really living from Chashmonaim, she jumped off a roof, the Gemara tells us, and she killed herself, because she did not want to be married to Hordas. And Hordas was not from, he was an Eved of the Chashmonaim, but he wanted to claim that he married into the Yichus. She jumped off the roof and said, but if anyone says they come from Chashmonaim, they're only the Avadim, because I'm the last one. She jumped off and died. Ramban says, why did she die? Why are we Chashmonaim wiped out? What did they do wrong? They did an incredible thing in the Nes of Hanukkah. So the Ramban writes in next week's Parsha, L'yasur Shevet Yehuda. The Pasuk says that you cannot have anyone remove the Shevet, the Malchus, of Yehuda. That's an Issa Deraisa, says the Ramban. And since Chashmonaim not only defeated the Yavanim, but they also took the Malchus, that was an Issa Deraisa. And because of that, they were punished. So that's what they said. One of the part of the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol was, Lo Yadei Ovid Shulten Midbeis Yehuda, you should not remove the Malchus from Yehuda. They shouldn't require having to rely on each other for Parnasa, Lo La'am Acher Anor, to no other nation. Okay, we'll stop here. And a Freilichen Chanukah. Okay.